Before we play this march coming up, the Everett McKinley Dirksen March, I'd like you to realize that this is the fourth time that we do a program in which we are privileged and able to include some of Red Skelton's numbers. The last three numbers we've just heard and the one we are going to play next are written by Red Skelton. And I think that he really deserves a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for a man who has done so much for the world to also decide to delve into music and to come out so very tunefully. Generally, comics have a part of their life which kind of stifles me because it takes a lot for them to do too. There is so much tragedy in their lives that when the comedy does come out, you know it so very well. But here there is a lot of graciousness and a lot of beautiful melody and humor. And if Red, and I hope he is here, I would like now, before I play the march, for him to stand up and take a bow for us, if we would, Joe. There he is. Come on. There's also another man here, I hope, who does all the amanuensis work for Red. He's his orchestrator and a beautiful musician, a man who conducted a program for us last year, 2 years ago, you probably all will remember. And I hope that Don is here too, I hope. Are you Don? There he is. These people are the beautiful people of the world. They don't look for recompense. Believe it or not, Red has got 26 or 2800 copyrights in the last 4 years. He's writing all the time when he's not standing in his pool painting. That's where he paints. Well, we're going to play this march now, which is dedicated, of course, to his very dear friend. And I think it's a very spirited and a wonderful thing, too.